Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we take a trip to a getaway spot in the Canadian Rocky Mountains that's fit for a king. The Jasper Park Lodge has hosted many famous faces over the years, but the luxury resort has come a long way since its humble beginnings. Monocle's Sheena Roster takes us on a journey through the history of this hotel destination.
The Canadian Rockies have always been one of Canada's natural postcards. The ice-capped, jagged mountains jut out of the landscape against a normally piercing blue sky. Sometimes you even have to tilt your neck back just so you can look up and see the tops of the mountain range. Nestled in the northern part of the Alberta Rockies sits the town of Jasper. It's the lesser-known sibling to the popular tourist destination of Banff. A four-hour straight shot west of Alberta's capital city, Edmonton, Jasper is a mountain getaway for many Edmontonians. It's a place where I often went to hit the slopes and escape the city while growing up, and it's a place where you don't have to look far to see any wildlife, and where you can just naturally breathe in that mountain air and relax. Every time I went to Jasper, I was always curious about the luxury resort just outside the town site, the Jasper Park Lodge. The 700 scenic acre property sits high on top of a mountain, and it's been the ultimate luxury getaway destination since it opened its doors in 1922. There's been no shortage of celebrities that have slept in the resort's cabins or splashed around in its pool. But like the town of Jasper, the resort had humble beginnings. Jasper was first set up as a trading post by the Northwest Company and then the Hudson's Bay Company in the early 1800s. By 1912, the Canadian Northern Railway started to run its service through the town, and that's when Jasper really started to grow. It's a major stop on the route to connect goods passing from east to west through the rugged Rocky Mountains. So naturally, the more people passing through town, they needed somewhere to stay. By 1915, the Jasper Park Lodge was a tent city that was used as a lodging ground for railway workers passing through town. In 1921, Canadian National Hotels took over management of the property, and it started to build cabins and dotted them around the site. 2 years later, the company built the main lodge, which, at the time, was said to be the largest single-floor structure in the world. That was until a fire ripped through it and burnt it down in 1952, only to then be rebuilt a year later. The royal family have been guests at the Jasper Park Lodge on multiple occasions. King George VI and the Queen Mother stayed there in 1939. Being among the first high-profile guests to stay at the Jasper Park Lodge, just a few years after a highway was built giving better access to the town. Recently, Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip stayed there in 2005 when they were in Alberta to mark the province's 100 years of being part of the Confederacy. In the early 1950s, more special guests graced their presence on the property. Hollywood made the trek north to film the 1954 film River of No Return against the picturesque backdrop.
There is a river called the River of No Return.
Marilyn Monroe starred in the film, and she turned heads with locals when she made her way down from the Jasper Park Lodge to make a few cameo appearances on the streets in the mountain town. Most recently, the whole property was even booked for 9 weeks to film the reality series The Bachelorette. It's an ideal spot to produce a reality TV show during a pandemic. It's completely isolated, there's a pool and spa, and everyone can be housed in this state of luxury. although that has since had to be canceled due to Canada's new international flight restrictions because of COVID-19. Now, after many years of going to and from Jasper, I finally managed to make my way up to the property to stay a few nights. Now, even though I'm not a movie star or royalty, I booked myself in for a few nights to sleep in those same lodges. And now I understand what all the hype is about. Deer freely roam the property there, and it's easy to curl up with a book in one of the famed National Park red chairs while staring out at a lake that's framed by snow-capped mountains hanging in the skyline. It's a place where everyone, no matter if you're a royal or a Hollywood bombshell, can just relax and de-stress and breathe in that cool mountain air.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Sheena Roster for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.